So, brothers and sisters, what I wanted to explain is these adhkar that we're doing here. If you notice, has anybody done these at home with concentration about their meaning? If you see, they're so profound. They are probably the most important adhkar that you can have in your life from the Quran Sunnah. And I think if there's anybody with any issues in life, if they just sit down alone with this, and they're to ponder and read these a few times, you're either asking for something or you're reflecting over something, and thus, so when you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, there's no ability to do good or bad deeds except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a recognition, that's an awareness of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and what our situation is. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So if we're suffering from the loss of something or whatever, that there is a benefit. Then there's Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak, which is a special surah for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about expansion of the chest. And expansion of the chest refers to relief, exhilaration, elation, excitement, an opening of some sort. Allah is most gracious to the believers. And you're a believer, I'm a believer, Ya Allah, you are gracious to me. Just that reflection is amazing, to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just get ourselves on the right course of action, remove stress, remove feeling of despondency, feeling of being deserted by others, feeling of being oppressed and so on. Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the protector of those who believe. Allah is the illuminator of the heavens and the earth. What else do we need? So just look at this. O possessor of hidden kindness, overtake me with your hidden kindness. And then dua of Yunus alayhi salam is there. And then you've got the four main adhkar. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. I mean, it's such a wonderful collection that I don't think anybody can remain stressed after this. Lock yourself up in a room and just sit with this for half an hour. And you should come out of it with a much, much more confidence, inshaAllah, and feeling of security with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're all to connect us with Allah and raise our awareness of who Allah is and understand the functions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life. Where did they come from? Who collected these? So, the last three, the reason we don't do salawat in between those is because that's from a different selection. That's the Chishti Khatam by the Chishti Mashayikh. Right, the line which is from our Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Yusuf Mutala, Rahimahullah, Sheikh Zakaria, and onward Sheikh Zakaria, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri, and his Sheikh was Sheikh Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, and his Sheikh was Haji Imdadul, and it goes up. The first part, until Allahu Nur Samawati, Allahu Waliyu Ladina Amanu, that's from the Naqshbandi order. There's more, and then they have generally suggestions that you should do these 500 each every day. Now, that might be a bit difficult. We'd be here for a few hours and we'd have maybe just me and maybe Muhammad Mushtaq might be here with me, and you know, maybe Ismail or somebody would be here, Wallahu alam. So the idea is that it's all beneficial, even if you do it five times a day. So yeah, we do this generally when we're here together, but it's not just for here. They're personal, they're very personal. You can do them yourself. You can do them every day. You can do them with your family. Because it's all reflective. But do them with meaning. That's when you really get the benefit of them. Because it just enhances you. The meaning. It beautifies your heart. It incites goodness in your mind. I mean, that's the whole idea of these. So we've been reading them for a while. So I thought I'd mention it. And then of course the reason for the salawat in between is that just adds barakah. Anything that you put a bit of blessing, send a bit of blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you suddenly get a shower of blessings. It's 1 to 10. You send one blessing, as the hadith says, and Allah sends you 10 blessings. And we're doing it right throughout, several times each. So, inshallah, we've just had a whole load of blessings, inshallah. May Allah accept it.